Atlanta Life Radio Station, WALR, bringing you the best in talk radio.
And a good evening to you, and welcome to the last day of November as we roll through the end of Thanksgiving. And now we move on to the rest of the holiday season. December, always a fun month with plenty of family and food, lots to talk about, lots to discuss. Again, hope you had a healthy, happy Thanksgiving. I'm Mark in San Diego. Beth is on assignment slash vacation this week, so it's just me, and we're going to have a really good show for you today. Later on, in a few minutes, we're going to interview Dr. Jonathan Smith. He's out here in San Diego. And Jonathan and I have known each other a while. He likes to call himself a corporate wellness guru, which he is. So he is out there kind of like Beth and kind of like me, where we're trying to save the world one person at a time. So he's a great guy. And he's one of these guys, I'm going to talk about him real quickly here. He's one of these guys that when you see him, I don't know if anybody's seen the movie Benjamin Button, where the guy ages backwards. Well, Jonathan's a little like that. So, you know, when you talk to somebody and they say, hey, how old do you think I am? You know, when you get that from people, and you always want to go lower because you want to make sure you're not offending anybody. So when I first met Jonathan, he asked me that, and I said, geez, you look like, I don't know, late 50s, maybe 60. And he said, no, I'm in my mid-70s. So he looks great. He definitely practices what he preaches about lifestyle, health, wellness, et cetera. And so he and I recorded an interview a couple days back that we're going to play for you here in a few minutes. And it's kind of fun. It's kind of a good – We just rap about wellness and what people need to do, and we swap stories, and it's good stuff. It's good advice, so make sure you stay tuned for that, because it's going to be great. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Atlanta Life Radio, so you're on atlantaliferadio.com. You can always send us an email at goinggymfree@gmail.com. Also, download the shows on Stitcher and iTunes, and again, Twitter at ALR Radio, at Going Gym Free. You can also like us on Facebook. You can also check out some videos of ours, some Going Gym Free videos on our YouTube channel. So all good stuff. So Thanksgiving has come and gone. And my dog, Murray, very happy. This is kind of the one time of year where he also gets the splurge. So Murray, who probably sleeps about 21 to 22 hours a day anyway, I have a couple of funny pictures after he ate some turkey and a couple of fingers of mashed potatoes. He was passed out. The tryptophan, as they call it, got him. So he spent a lot of time on the couch Thursday and Friday. But as I said, the leftovers are gone. Murray has been fed. Murray had a good time. And it was a good time with family. So I hope we're going to talk a little bit about this later in the show. I hope people had a good time, maybe splurged a little bit. I know I had a nice big plate of food over at my mom's house. We had a nice small get-together. And remember, the holidays are all about that. So that's good for your emotional well-being to be around people and chat and eat. Hopefully you took a walk maybe the morning prior to the big meal and then maybe the morning after the big meal. So you kind of stayed fit. You drank your water. And so you probably overate, but that's okay. It's kind of these couple of days that we have throughout the holidays that we go ahead and splurge. So Also, Beth wanted to say that she wanted to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, happy holiday season as well. But again, she's out working right now, so it's just me. And then we'll have Dr. Jonathan Smith coming up on the show in a little bit. So here's what we're going to talk about today with Jonathan Smith. We're kind of wrapping up National Diabetes Awareness Month. We've touched on it a little bit with the show this month, but we're gonna kind of dive deeper into prevention, obesity, type 2 diabetes, lifestyle, and all of those good things. So it's going to be a show it's an interview that's well worth your time. So let's talk about a couple other things. So I just did, and I'm going to post some pictures. I'm going to post some pictures maybe later today or tonight, or maybe tomorrow if I have some time. With the Going Gym Free, I did a seminar on fit for the holidays. So people, this is the time of the year. People want to know how to stay fit, how to stay kind of stress-free as they enter the tough December month when it comes to wellness. So I was out there today, and it was great. It was a nice group. And December is always a funny month when it comes to health and wellness because people are going to parties. They're really kind of letting it go because they're drinking more, they're eating more, they're having fun, and so it's kind of a month in my experience where the excuses not to kind of follow the routine easily fall in order. So it's colder out. This is what I heard today, Mark. It's colder out, and I said, well, we're in San Diego. It's not that cold. So it's cold. I just don't feel like it. I'm eating more. The parties are better. And I just like to take this last month off, or we're traveling. And so there's all of these things, but we kind of peel it back and we talk about more simple lifestyles. Remember, one of the things that I like to talk about for people this time of year is if you're out and about shopping, doing your holiday shopping, just maybe walk around the mall for a little bit. Do what you can to get some steps in there and drink some water before you go to these big holiday parties so you're not eating too much. But it's one of those things where you just kind of have to watch it a little bit. And this way you don't have to feel so inclined when the calendar turns to January that, oh, my God, here's my New Year's resolution. I want to eat less. I want to exercise more. I want to do this, that, when it comes to my health and fitness. Let's make it so that you don't have to feel like you have that deadline on December 31st that you have to say, oh, geez, because I've had a rough couple of months of eating and not exercising, that I have to have this great resolution. So you don't have to do that if you kind of stick to what I'm talking about. And that's what I was trying to tell the people today, that just do a couple of other things and adjust it a little bit for the holidays, and you should be in good shape. New article came out today. This always validates what we're talking about with the whole Going Gym Free thing and health and wellness and fitness and all those great things. I was reading an article over the weekend actually about the country of Brazil. So it's not just a problem here in this country when we talk about diabetes and obesity. They're having a huge problem. So I hope that as I get the word out and Beth gets the word out, we try to get this to as many people as we can. And we even have, some listeners from around the world, but I was reading about Brazil and they were once this country that they called, quote, underfed. And now they have, an amazingly high, diabetes numbers and obesity numbers. So, it's very important that we keep getting the word out, and it's good that this is the month, National Diabetes Awareness Month, that we talk about it. So, good article. You can actually go on if you're following me at Going Gym Free, I reposted that article. So if you want to take a look at that, go do it. It's certainly interesting. So my Thanksgiving, people want to know what I did for Thanksgiving. It was great. I went over to my mom's house, small gathering, with the dog, of course. Murray got to enjoy, like I said, some food and some fun. And I love Thanksgiving. I always kind of joke about Thanksgiving because it's 4 days off Most people take at least 4 days off for food. So for one meal and some leftovers. So it's really one of those holidays that's a lot of fun for people. And so I went over there, sat down. I probably overindulged. My plate was pretty big. So even me, I'm not, you know, immune to having that big plate of food, but it was great. Prior to what I got a good long walk in with the dog. And it's really the one time of the year that I kind of let Murray do his thing too. He kind of gets after it, pulls the pin, eats some turkey, takes a long nap. And then after that, after we did that, went over to a friend's house, had a good friend in town, longtime childhood friend. Then went to his house and we had a good time. And unfortunately, this is kind of a funny story. I walked in to say hi to him, and they were in the middle of this big family Trivial Pursuit game. They asked me to play. I'm terrible at Trivial Pursuit, so I kind of brought the whole game down. So until they kind of get more of a maybe a health and wellness category for the updated Trivial Pursuit game, I'm going to have to bow out of being good at that. So it was a great time. Good Thanksgiving. And we're going to move forward into December, and we'll have some more shows, just kind of an update. We'll have some shows, and then we'll take a little bit of time off as well as we gear up for the new year. It's hard to believe too that I was talking with Beth about this, that this has been a full year. We've almost been on the air for a year, so I wanted to take a second and. Before we get started with Jonathan, I want to take a second and thank our producer, Mel D, for making all of this happen on Atlanta Life Radio. It's great because we've seen this podcast grow and grow as the year has gone on. It's been a wonderful experience, and the feedback has been nothing but positive. So we're looking for bigger, better things in 2017. So it's been an exciting endeavor for sure. So keep listening, keep sending comments, keep sending emails into us as well, because we can read them on the air. We can have fun with it. And it's generally just been a good time and a good thing to work with all the people out there and to work with all the good folks at Atlanta Life Radio. So here's what we're going to do. As I said, Dr. Jonathan Smith, our corporate health and wellness guru, is going to stop by here in a second. And we're going to talk to him for the next several minutes. So stay tuned for that. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Smith. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Executive Producer Mel D with a very special announcement. It is time for the 2016 Atlanta Life Radio People's Choice Award for the best show episodes in 2016. We invite you to nominate your favorite 2016 episode of Let's Talk Going Gym Free with your hosts Mark and Beth. For all of you faithful listeners and fans of this show, we definitely invite you to submit your favorite episode of the year. Nominations can be submitted starting on tomorrow, Thursday, December 1st, 2016, through 12 midnight on Thursday, on December 29th, 2016. You can submit your nomination via email by sending it to info@atlantaliferadio.com, or you can post your nomination to the Atlanta Life Radio Facebook page at Atlanta Life Radio Station WALR. When submitting your nomination for the episode, if you refer to the guest that appeared on the show or the topic, that'll be our way of knowing which show episode you are referring to. Again, participate and submit your nominations today, starting tomorrow. And now we return back to our program.
And we are back on this first post-Thanksgiving edition of Let's Talk Going Gym Free. I'm your host, Mark. Beth is on assignment this week. Hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you're listening to the show on the podcast, of course, we're on AtlantaLifeRadio.com. You can also send us an email at goingjimfree@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at goingjimfree. Also, you can go, you can follow at ALR Radio. You can like us on Facebook, and you can download our podcast, which keep growing in number, which is great. You can do that on either iTunes and Stitcher. So good to be back. Took the week off last week for Thanksgiving. Did a little reflection. Hope everybody out there in podcast land had a good Thanksgiving with everybody. Let me bring on my guest now, because he's a good friend of mine. I've known him for a while now, Dr. Jonathan Smith. He is the founder of healthieriswealthier.com. We're going to talk more about him here in a second. Jonathan, how are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
I'm wonderful. I'm fit and well and healthy. And my Thanksgiving was a joy to be with a whole bunch of like-minded people, just having fun and not overeating. That was difficult.
I guess you lost my invite. We didn't get to hang out, you and I. I thought we were buddies. I thought we were going to hang out, but I guess we'll do it maybe before Christmas again.
We are going to, and I've got a proposal for you. So.
Good. Hey. Tell our audience, Jonathan, give us a little bit about your background, you know, where you're from, how you kind of got into this whole wellness world, because you and I are both like-minded. So why don't you just tell people a little bit about yourself?
Certainly. I'm a graduate of the University of Cape Town Medical School. One of the most exciting things that happened to me there was that I was asked to give the anesthetic for Christian Barnard's second double heart transplant. And as a result of that, I was given a message which I still hold very dear to my heart today. I asked my superior, how much anesthesia do I give this guy? Because we've never done anything like this. We'd done one before, and it wasn't in the textbooks. And I said, well, how much anesthesia do I give this guy? And he straightened himself out, and he looked at me straight in the eye, and he said, enough.
Right. And then it just started going from there, right? Then the career launched after that?
That is my mantra. How much of anything do we give anybody enough? Less won't cut it. More, you're flooding them, you're overdoing it, you're drowning them, you're poisoning them, God forbid. But that was my background. As a result of that, I spent nearly 10 years at the Cleveland Clinic giving anesthetics for their open heart program before suffering from the cold of Cleveland and coming to San Diego, where I was in private practice as an anesthesiologist. Then around about 2000, I went to business school and got an MBA and changed my focus completely from treating illness to promoting wellness, because it's far more fun. And with that in mind, I created this company, Healthier is Wealthier, which is designed to help people change their behaviors and diet so that they become healthier and therefore save money on healthcare costs. And my target is either individuals who want to change because of the various illnesses that they're having, or corporations who want to decrease their employee health-related costs and increase what is called the human capital value, which is the effectiveness, efficiency, productivity, and creativity of their employees. And I would imagine that every single employer wants those sort of workers working for him. There are companies that I know that I talk about who do this. SAS, Jim Goodenough. When he leaves, 95% of his employees leave with him, and they're all fit and well and healthy. Harley Davidson was faced with a problem where the good old boys who make the best bikes in the world were retiring, and they were bringing in newbies who didn't know how to do the job. So they went to the good old boys who were retiring, and I said, well, I tell you what, if you teach these guys how to make the best bikes in the world that only you know how to do, we will take care of your health care, which they did. And everybody benefited. And you can imagine, the good old boys were delighted that they had something to do. The good old boys were delighted that they would get fit and well and healthy again. And the company is thriving because the traditions are being continued by the new boys. So that's what sort of drives me. Is it possible to do? Absolutely. Does it require some work? You've got to change your mind and your behaviors. Is it worthwhile? The blue zones,
right,
where people routinely live to over 100, of course it is worth it. If you want to live a long and wonderful life with your children, grandchildren, friends, family, just have a good time. It's worth it. And
there's no doubt. And we're talking to Dr. Jonathan Smith. He's the founder of HealthierIsWealthier.com here on a Wednesday night on AtlantaLifeRadio.com. You and I, we had a cup of coffee a couple of weeks ago, and you definitely are someone that practices what you preach. So if anybody wants to go out there and look up Jonathan, I think you're 150 years old, but you look like you're about 32. So
I like to act like I'm 32 as well. That's great.
Do you find, and you and I had talked about this before several times, I've always said, and maybe you can echo this, and maybe we're in the minority, but I've always said that I'm a guy that's obsessed with common sense and moderation. And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think if you can kind of harness or master those two things, I think you can take control of your health. And
yes,
it's a very hard thing to do. Do you agree with that, or am I off on an island on my own on that one?
You're absolutely dead on. And what you didn't mention, but I think you very clearly implied, is that you have to decide to change your mind and your behaviors about certain things. If you're prepared to be flexible, then I agree with you 100%. But the Einstein said doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is definitely madness, craziness. You can't expect something different if you're not prepared to change. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. No, and it's funny because, you know, you and I kind of operate in the same space. I do Going Gym-Free seminars, and I know you're out in the corporate wellness world, and we're both kind of preaching the same message. But
yes,
to me, what's interesting is how many people I come across that don't know some of the basics to maybe take that next step. Because some people might say, Mark, you look pretty good. What are you doing? And I'm not a guy that is training for a marathon or doing – I mean, I was an athlete back in the day, and I did a lot of different things. But I've kind of, you know, prescribed to this lifestyle medication, if you were, and saying, hey, I'm drinking a lot of water, I'm walking, I'm getting enough sleep, I'm not eating late at night. Like, I kind of follow these, you know, 6 to 10 kind of common sense things. And because of that, I think that helps. I'm not doing anything where I'm depriving myself of something. I splurge once in a while with something, and it's good to have you on because I want people to realize that I'm not alone in kind of teaching this philosophy.
You're not alone, and I absolutely agree with you and with everything you say, because what you didn't emphasize, but what I heard was, you decided to change something or some things in your lifestyle. Drink lots of water, do a little bit of exercise, nothing, no pounding gyms and anything like that. Just change to a healthier way of being, not the way that you grew up with or not the way that you read somewhere else. And that, I think, is the absolute necessity. The only thing I would add to that is that I do have a device which is capable of measuring people on the inside. It is CPT coded and FDA approved and takes about 5 minutes and is non-invasive. So not only talking the talk to people, I can actually measure them without guessing and then start progress. It's an added step, but is it necessary? No. What the necessary part is, change your mind. Change your mind, change your behavior, and then find people, like-minded people. There are five areas around the planet where people routinely live to over 100, And how do they do that? That's the question. How do those people do what they do? Yeah, there's some genetics involved, but they have changed. They have a different lifestyle to the people who are big and fat and obese and can't move around and are getting all kinds of illnesses and diseases and nobody knows why they are. But that's, to me, that is the necessity. If
yeah.
you don't like what you're doing, change. Don't carry on doing it. And I mean, come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, and people are just joining us here on AtlantaLifeRadio.com. We're talking to Dr. Jonathan Smith. He's also an MBA. Check out his website, healthieriswealthier.com. He's now calling himself a wellness guru. What was the other one, the Pied Piper of wellness? What was the other one you told me that you're going by now?
The Wizard of Wellness.
The Wizard of Wellness. Hey, I have a question because I was reading this. I was reading this online on social media over the weekend, and I see these articles all the time. And something just came out about Brazil. And Brazil now has a major obesity problem.
Yes.
And I've talked to people that back when I was doing other healthcare work in places like Dubai and other places in the Middle East where doctors there have told me, Mark, the diabetes – an obesity problem is it's bad. And so my question to you is when you read things here, 86 million people in the United States or somewhere in that neighborhood either are diabetic or pre-diabetic, and the numbers are going up when you tie that into obesity as well. Asking you a simple question, when I read those numbers, how bad is this problem? And should we not be more concerned about this?
Whew. How much time do we have? Yes.
Right.
Problem,
take all the time you want.
The problem is killing us. People are dying of high blood pressure, obesity, obstructive sleep apnea, all of these conditions which are caused by what I call a malnutrition of sorts. They're eating what is commonly called a mess, which is a manufactured, edible, sustainable substance. And that's not food the way our ancestors ate food. Food is fuel. And the stuff that we're eating is certainly not fuel. It's just fattening stuff. And our physiology can't handle it the way they can handle good food. The FDA, USDA, for instance, is advocating 40% carbs. Well, carbs have a chemical reaction in our body and are 4 calories per gram. Butter, lard, coconut oil, olive oil have 9 calories per gram. But the USDA says, oh, they're fat, they're saturated fat, they're going to make you fat. Nothing of the sort. Nothing. It's a pure fuel without any of the hormonal effects that are related to carbs. So, and as a reference, I would direct all of our listeners to go read the Swedish Weight Loss Nutrition Guide published in 2013, where they advocate a high saturated fat diet, low carb diet, and people lose weight. Now, there's no question exercise is required because if you're loading with fuel and not burning it, the fuel just carries on loading up. If you take a coal miner loading a truck with coal and the coal is not being used to burn in fires and light something else, the truck pretty much soon overflows. It's just as simple as that in my mind. If you don't use it, don't take it into your body because you cannot store it without the storage areas in our body getting bigger and bigger and bigger, to the point where our limbs can't hold that weight and we get arthritis. Our lungs can't move that weight, so we get obstructive sleep apnea. Our heart cannot pump through that, so we get heart failure and congestive heart failure and things like this. It's all, in my opinion, due to much too much of the wrong stuff and not enough of the right stuff. And I often ask people, do they treat their cars better than they treat their bodies? And it's no surprise to me. Most people say, yeah, I treat my car very, very well. But cars are transport machines, and our bodies are money-making machines. And the same, you know, would you put a low-grade gasoline into your car, overload it with 10, 20 bags of concrete, and not service it? Absolutely not. Only the high-octane gasoline, lighten the load, and maintain it. But do we do the same for our bodies? I don't think so. We overload ourselves with all kinds of rubbish. We don't get ourselves service. We don't turn over and exercise enough to get rid of it. And consequently, we wonder that we are treating our cars better than our bodies. And here's the final thing. Our cars are transport machines. Our bodies are money-making machines. Which would you rather?
Yeah, no, it's an outstanding point. We're talking with Jonathan, Dr. Jonathan Smith here on AtlantaLifeRadio.com on a Wednesday evening. Beth has the night off tonight. But this is a fascinating discussion with me because you and I could sit and talk for hours about this. But, you know, I want to talk for a second, you kind of touched on it there, about the art of behavior change and behavior modification, because you probably get this, because if I get it, I'm sure you get it. You know, I did a seminar not long ago, and when I do these seminars, probably much like you, where I try to inform, but I try to make it interactive, and I try to ask people what they do or what they're having problems with, and I try to make it fun and light and all those kinds of things. But when someone tells me that they're diabetic and they're still drinking 8 to 10 sodas a day. Okay. So when you're getting the client that is like that, how do we as wellness people, kind of taking into account what I talk about with, you know, the moderation and the common sense, how do we get through to people like that to say, hey, so-and-so, you need to, can we get through the barrier, Jonathan? What do you think?
I think we can get to the barrier. And my first question to them is, what do they want? Do they want to stay the same or do they want to change? If they want to stay the same, I got no business in their lives at all. Because
right.
If they want to change, then it's a whole different story. Do you want help changing? Do you want measurements to show you why you should change and what direction to change in? And then start very slowly. Then they talk about the time period. I think it takes a month to learn a new behavior. Oh, I've never done that before. It'll take you a month to learn how to do it. It'll take you 6 months, and this is research that's been done in university after university on behavior change. It'll take you 6 months before the new behavior becomes of equal strength and pull to the old behavior that you're trying to replace, at which point they can say, I can have a full cheesecake by myself, or I can just be moderate about it and just have an apple and make that decision because they know the difference. It'll take them a year before the new behavior is the dominant behavior that they'll go to. So I put it to them, what do you want to do? I'm going to waste my time banging their head against a wall that they are not going to shift at all because they can't or they don't or they don't. The whining. You've heard the whining. I don't know. Well, you know, you've got the disease. And I go back to the example of the car. If your car is bust and you decide you're not going to fix it, what are you going to do? Are you not going to fix it? It's probably going to fall apart or it's going to stop on the freeway. What do you want to do? I want to have it serviced. Where do you want to have it serviced? Anywhere. Okay. How about your body? Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Be consistent. And, you know, if they won't make a simple commitment on their own behalf for whatever reason, and I'll ask for the reason why they're making the decision to remind them about it afterwards. But if they want to make a decision, what do they want me to do? Make a decision
yeah.
for them? They're grown ups. I hated it when my parents made decisions for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave me alone. I'm a grown up. Stop deciding for me. Okay?
You're right. And the thing I always, you know, the thing that kind of fascinates me about, and you touched on so many good things there, the thing that kind of has fascinated me as I got more into healthcare and wellness is I think to myself, when people have developed these habits that are, you know, to put it mildly, like they're not good habits, right? But I've asked people before, like, how do you feel? So when you're eating whatever you want and you're sitting and, you know, you're kind of doing all the things that we speak against, you know, how do you feel? Like, are you getting up in the morning and going, are you kind of getting out of bed sluggishly and do your knees hurt? And so when I talk to people, I say, I want to give you a way. If you're interested in changing the behavior, I want to give you some simple tips. But like you said, it takes some time. So for me personally, I'm one of these guys, and I've said this on the show a number of times. I really am into the 10,000 steps. You know, you read about it. If you get to that level, and I keep a phone on me, and if at the end of the day, if I'm not at 10,000 steps, I consider myself to have homework. So mm-hmm. I walk in front of the TV if I'm watching TV. If I'm watching a football game, I'll walk during the commercials in front of the TV. Mm-hmm. I'll do like a swimming motion with my arms. I'm just moving. Mm-hmm. And so I think that one of the barriers that makes it tough for people is that they think exercise, diet, this and that, it's going to be so drastic that they see people outside or at a gym, red face, sprinting on a treadmill. It looks awful. They don't have a very strong self body image, so they don't want to go to a gym, which is fine. That's what I'm here for, and that's what you're here for.
Right.
And I can't preach that enough to get the word out to people that you don't have to do, it doesn't have to be really, really hard work. And maybe you can back me up on this. It doesn't have to be super hard and difficult to kind of get to a level where you're at or where I'm at. And we want to make it easy for people, but they have to understand that there does have to be some behavior change to get going. So that's, what do you think about that rant?
Yes. It's not a rant. It's a very, very good method. You've just reminded me, the all employees for the state of Maine have an official exercise requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'll say that again. All employees for the state of Maine have an official exercise requirement to be an employee of the state of Maine. And it is sit for 60, move for 3, which means you sit at your desk for an hour, you get up, and you move for 3 minutes. Now, that's not jumping jacks. That's not running in place. That's not distance running. Get up and move. Go to the bathroom. Walk around the room a little bit. Just do it. Move. That's all. Move.
Exactly.
Which means that in an 8-hour shift, you've done half an hour of exercise.
It's brilliant, really.
It's brilliant. It's simple. It's mindless. It's doable. And I often couple that with a book that was written by Simon Sinek that says, start with why. What is their why? Well, I want to because I had a heart attack. I want to because I've got hypertension in my family. I want to because what is their why? And then I find it's nice to tailor the message around their why. It's not my why. Mm-hmm. I don't care. If they say, I don't have a why, I don't want anything. Okay. Let's see you in a year's time and see if you've changed your mind. I hope you have, but you may be dead. It's not.
Yeah.
It's them. What's their reason?
Well, and And to your point, I find it interesting too, that one of the, it's so easy to make excuses not to do something, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I find that I was just talking to a woman not long ago in her 40s, and I was doing one of these things, and she said, you know, I get this a lot, right? I don't have time. I just got promoted at work. My kids aren't doing well in school. My husband's busy. I got to cook dinner. I've got to do they have 10 to 15 things. And to which I say, I get it. But I also understand that these are the same people that are on Facebook, Twitter, texting. Like, they have time. So the first thing that people have to understand, and it's good that you and I are talking about this, the first thing that I think people need to understand with the simple philosophies that you and I adopt are you do have time. And so what I've told her is, well, did you brush your teeth today? Well, yeah, of course. Did you take a shower today? Well, yeah, of course. Okay, this needs the walking for 15 to 30 minutes is going to have to be grouped in that same category. Okay?
Yes.
So you have to treat it as if it's the daily habit. I've told her, I said, you wouldn't go a day without brushing your teeth. Well, of course not. Well, right. Well, then you shouldn't go a day without moving. The same.
Right.
It's got to be in this. It's in the same boat. It's
very good.
It's in the same family. And
yes.
So that to me is how we, you and I, get the conversation started, I think, with the barrier when we talk about.
Yes.
That barrier. You do. You know how many people I talk to that say they don't have time, and then I go on Facebook and they've been posting stuff all day. You've had all this time to do this, so stop doing this for 20 minutes and walk in place or do something. And I always want to come across as a guy that's not preachy, but it's a very simple explanation for the busy, stressed out mom or dad. And so that's kind of how I put it when I talk to people.
Yeah, we're very, very alike, and our message is very consistent. The language you use varies and the stresses, but we're absolutely in agreement. Move it. Move it. That's all. Just move it. What do you mean move it? Tap your hands above your head. Move it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And most of these people, you mentioned the people who are running marathons, who red in the face and about to pass out. They shouldn't be doing that because they're not trained, because the good marathon runners are never out of breath and are never red in the face because they know they can do it. It's the wannabes. And you can't wannabe with something that can be painful if you get it wrong. That'll turn you off in no time at all.
So what do you think? What do you think we're looking at if we stay where we are now? I mean, what are we looking at down the road 5 years from now? I mean, I saw something from the CDC that said healthcare costs for people over 50 with chronic conditions, it's in the neighborhood of, you know, $800 billion of healthcare dollars. And then you keep reading and it says, you know, four out of the five chronic conditions are preventable or, you know, manageable with proper lifestyle management. And that's frustrating. And I don't know how much that's going to change in the next 5 years. Cause you, my friend, you and I can only do so much, right?
We can start a revolution.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm on board.
Yes, we can start a revolution of people who see this and realize, oh, my God, I've got something more to live for other than going to work and pushing a time clock. I've got family, friends, a good time to have. I want to be a blue zoner. I've decided I want to live to over 100. And I'm simply copying what they're doing at five areas around the planet. And I think there are two problems here. One is the people who don't know and therefore need to be educated that there's another way of doing things, and the people who are in bad habits but no different and need to be shown a way to change their habits. And the two of them may sound similar, but I think the way you handle those people, the ones who don't know need to be taught that life can be better for you if you do a little bit of exercise and start slowly. Please start slowly, because you know somebody who's weighing 250 pounds and starts an exercise program will get hurt invariably. They fall, they bend things, they overstress themselves. It's a very delicate machine that this body of ours is, and you push it a little bit out of kilter and it becomes revolting. He says, I don't want to do that, and stops you very, very smartly. Don't do that because I'll make it painful for you. And so bodies are very difficult, but take it slowly to those people who are learning that there's another way. To the people who know that there's another way and won't shift, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going on a track which, in my experience, will lead to all kinds of costs, first of all, escalating like hell. The insurance companies playing their game of charging you more and more and more because costs are rising. And your life is getting miserable because of your various illnesses. Change. Carry on what you're doing and it's going to go in that direction, or change. And the direction is exactly what you said. These people are getting heavier, they're getting sicker, coronary artery disease is going up, type 2 diabetes is going up, high blood pressure is going up, metabolic acidosis and metabolic syndrome is going up, and the death rates are rising for those four or five conditions, which are, in my opinion, all diet-created.
Yeah, and for people that don't know, because I'm fascinated by it too, when last time we spoke, we talked about it. Tell people about what the blue zones are. Tell people about those.
Okay. There are five areas around the planet. I can name them all. I know that one is off the island of Sardinia. The closest one happens to be in Loma Linda, California.
I know.
There are three others around the planet, and they routinely live to over 100. Routinely. Everybody in those communities, those five communities, just effortlessly live to over 100. And they've got four things by which they live. One, eat smart. Now, they're all over the planet, so they eat differently, but they eat smart, intelligently. They don't stuff themselves with crazy food and carbs and things like that. They eat smart, and in various parts of the world, eating smart means eating lots and lots of saturated fat, like the Italians and off the island of Sardinia, like the Japanese eat rice, but eat intelligently. Two, find your tribe, which means find those people who are like-minded, those people who also want to live to over 100, those people who like the same foods you like, who enjoy the same activities you enjoy, the same movements, and who have similar philosophies to yours. You find your tribe, your buddies. Three, have a purpose. My purpose in life is to help as many people as possible live to over 100.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, somebody walks past me, would you like to live to over 100? Yeah, no, okay. Next. Until somebody... I don't have time to convince
Funny.
Them. Yeah, it's a simple question. You want to live to over 100? Nah, okay, next. Somebody, yeah, I'd like to find out how do you do that. Let's talk.
Yeah.
And four is move it. Now, we're not talking about gym movement. We're not talking about CrossFit movement. I've got a story about CrossFit as well. But we're talking about get up and move. Move around your office. Just move it. Sit for 60, move for 3. It's a place to start. If you can do that, you want to do more? Yeah, I think I'll do more than that. Okay, sit for 60, move for 5. Yeah, I can do more than that. Well, your boss may be watching, so be careful. Sit for 60, move for 30. You may not be able to do that except in lunch hour. So it has to be all worked out and negotiated based on what they can do, what they want to do. If they want to, their why is, I want to do this. Hey, I can be as inventive and find ways to help them get what they want, why not? It's a thrill for me. It's, you know, let me think of ways in which I can get you to do the right amount of exercise at the right time without interfering with your work. How about if you are more efficient at your work, more effective, more efficient, more productive, healthier, so that you can get your work done without even staying overtime? You leave when the boss leaves at 5. Oh, you can do that? Well, you know,
I would even say that's all great advice, and I would even say, because I sometimes I have a group out where I live that everybody, most of the people there are in their 80s, and one of the things that I think people can do is find somebody that you know, or even if it's a stranger that is in their mid 80s or 90 or whatever, and ask them how they got there. And sometimes I do that, and there's a woman that sometimes I have a cup of coffee with, and she's in her early 90s, and I've said to her, I've said, what's your secret? I walk every day. She said, I used to walk, you know, 10 miles a day. It was a crazy amount, that people don't have to go that far, but she was an avid kind of long-distance walker, but now she walks around the local, you know, mall and feeds the dogs and the people's dogs, and she's just moving.
Yes.
She's just moving.
Yes.
And so
I think that
a lot of people that are in an office area, they're maybe in the mid 40s, and you know, one guy's training for triathlon, one guy's doing this, one girl's blah blah blah. But if you don't want to be that person, you know, seek out people that have made it a long way and go, how'd you get here? I mean, you must be doing something right. And they'll say, yeah, I eat mostly fish, or yeah, I walk a lot, or I always was into sleeping, or there's always something that they didn't get there by accident.
Right.
And that's kind of how I feel about that. That's a good way to,
absolutely,
that's a good way to learn lifestyle.
Yes. Make them, you join their tribe, because their tribe looks like they're having a very good time. What do I have to do to join your tribe? You guys look like you're fit and well and healthy. What do you do? Can I join you?
Yeah.
They're not going to refuse you, because they know. And if you don't, you see, then it gets back to, well, what do you want to do for you? I can help you, but I can't force you, and I won't force you. I can advise you, but you got to do it. You got to step up to the plate.
So before we go, Jonathan, how can people get a hold of you? Can you just go ahead and say whatever you want to say about your website, email, Twitter, whatever you want to say? What's a plug for you to get people to know who you are?
Give me a call, 619-248-3347. If I don't pick up immediately, leave a message. You heard me on the podcast and you'd like to talk to me, have coffee with me, spend some time with me, learn my philosophy, see if I can help you, see if there's any mix at all. You can send me an email. My address is healthier442@gmail. I'm on all kinds of – I'm on Facebook. I've got 3 sites on Facebook. One is my social site. One is my medical site. And the third one is my university site. We actually got together at UCLA a couple of weeks ago. 21 of my university graduating class were there for a 50th reunion. We've all made it 50 years since then, and we look great because we've all subscribed to it. We've all bought it, you know, we've taken sips of the Kool-Aid, and we know. And the other thing is, I mean, we've got to do it. Because one look at us, and if we don't practice what we preach and show up advertising our message, people are going to look at us and say, you want us to do what? People are skeptical. And if you show up looking like a slob and preaching something, they say, yeah, how can you talk to me like that? Look at you. You're nuts, man.
Yeah. No, you're right. Well, listen, Jonathan, thanks so much for taking some time. You and I could sit here and talk for hours about this.
But we're going
but
to
if people want to re- I, yeah. Go ahead.
we're going to be, because I've got gear and I'm going to be doing the same thing on the wellness book. So you're invited. We're going to do a lot of this as a, I hope, as a partnership, because what we bring to the table is invaluable, and we doing it with somebody is always more fun.
Yep. Well, Jonathan, thanks for joining us. Have a good rest of your day, and appreciate the time as always, and you're always welcome on our show. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you very much for having me. You also have a great day. Take
okay.
care.
Okay. Be good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Jonathan Smith, an MBA and a doctor, and, yeah, lots of good advice. I've known him for a while, and, boy, he can lay down the facts with the best of them. Glad he came on. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, Beth was on assignment, taking a week off, and we will see you back here next week. Until then, take care of each other. Take care of yourself. We'll see you next week, everybody. Bye.